Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Simin Shin Chav Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sif Dalet. We're up to the Ramah, the second to last line on page 306. Let's just review what the Mechaber told us. The Mechaber said that you're allowed to tell a storekeeper, Tainli Arba Beitzim V'chamisha Rimonim, give me 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates, as long as you don't mention the amount of money that it's worth. That's Shem Damim. Velos Chumida, and we said you shouldn't mention a completion of a measurement, meaning how much measurement you're taking now plus what you took in a previous purchase. Velos Chuminyan, also not a total amount of numbers of what you took. Lomar Hare Sheyeshel Chabiyadi Chamisha Megozim, Tenli Chamisha Machirim, Vahare Yeshel Chabiyadi Meya. That I'm taking 50 nuts, and I took last time 50 nuts, now I'll owe you for 100 nuts. So that's what the Mechaber said, that you can take the item that you are buying and mention the amount of money, and you also can mention the total midah, the total measure, or the total minyan. The Rama says, V'chein b'schum domen eino aser elo b'chiagavna sha'omer tainli b'kach v'kach domen v'yelucha b'yadi kach v'kach. The Rama says, when it comes to the schum domen, the total amount of the money, also over there, it's not going to be usur unless you give a total. And you say, give me this amount of money is worth, and then it will be a total of such and such amount of money worth that I owe you. But if you only mention the amount of money is worth that I'm taking in this purchase, the Rama says it's mutter. And so too, when it's a total amount of a measure, dafka when you mention the total amount of measurement of a previous purchase plus this purchase is when it's usr. But if not for that, you're just saying what a measurement you're taking for this purchase, it is mutter. Even though the Gemara tells us you're not allowed to mention the money at all, Hainu b'dover she'ein mikocho yadua, like we explained last time in the Bi'ur Halacha, that's specifically in a case where it's not known how many you get. Avo b'dover she'yadua, but in a place where it's known, when you say a certain value's worth, you know how many you're getting. Raksha omer lo kama tzarech, really you're just saying, by saying the monetary amount, you're really just saying how many pieces you want. Shari, that's permissible. In lo shen maskir lo schum, unless you mention the total add up of the two purchases. The afagav sheish machmirim b'davar zeh, even though there are those who are machmir about this, kvar poshet ha-minog b'medinos elu l'hokel, the minog has already evolved in these medinos to be lenient, v'kasvara ha-niskeres, like the shita that's mentioned over here. So explains the Mishabur and Sivkat and Tazayin, v'chein b'schum damim, hu polag ala mechaber. The Rama over here is coming to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. The svirulei distam shem damim osar l'mitkar, like we discussed last time, the mechaber holds that a stam mentioning of money is usr. V'hu svirulei, and the Rama holds, the kemo b'minyan dafka schum minyan usr. The same way when it comes to an amount of a number, such and such amount of eggs, such and such an amount of nuts, it's dafka when you add up the total is when it's usr. U minyan ba'alma shari l'midkar, but just mentioning the amount that you're buying in this purchase is mutter. Kain hadin l'inyan damim, the Rama says the same din is true when it comes to the monetary value that you are mentioning. The Rama should really start his sentence by saying Yesh Omrim, because he's coming to argue. But this is the way of the Rama sometimes, that he's coming to argue and he doesn't write it in the form of Yesh Omrim. Continues the Mishabur and Sivkatan Yozayin V'chein B'schumida. So too when it comes to a total amount of a measurement. Ratzalomer Dafka Schumida. Zakta Mishabura, the Rama means over here also that it's dafka going to be usr when you mention a measure if you're adding up the measure from this purchase and a previous purchase. Sha'ose imo cheshbon hakolal gami midosav sheneschaylo mikfar. It's dafka usr if you make a calculation that includes the measurement that you already owed him. Aval shem mida ba'alma, but just stop mentioning the measurement that you're buying in this purchase. Svirle lahagod demuter lemitkar. The Rama holds that that is allowed to be mentioned. Dahosh shehizkir mida hu rak l'simona ba'alma. Because over here also zakta mishabura, the Rama means to say that when you mention the measurement, it's just a sign. Lahodia lo kama hu tzarech. It's really the same thing as saying how many pieces you want. Velo sheyimdido dafka. Not that he should mention it specifically. The hada aser b'gemara lahasker shemida, And that which the Gemara Aser is mentioning, the measurement, Hainu Bedavar She'en Ha'olam Regilin Lindor Osa B'mida. That's by an item that when you mention the measurement, it's not known how many pieces you get. Sha'oz Ein Omrin De L'Simona Ba'al Manakti. Then you can't say it's just a sign of how many you want, because people don't know what that measurement gives you. Earlier, who did not make this chiluk, that he holds as usher in all cases. To summarize again, like we explained last time in great detail in the Bir Halacha, the Ramah argues on the Mechaber, and the Ramah holds the same way that if you mention the number of pieces that you want, it's mutter. If you mention the mida, the measurement that you want, it's mutter. And if you mention the monetary value that you want, it's mutter. As long as it is known what that measurement or what that monetary value gives you. If it's a known thing, how much you get from that measure or from that monetary value, it's mutter. Only if it's an unknown item, so then we can't say it's just a sign referencing how many, and then it's going to be usher. But in a case where it is known, then the Rambah holds all cases are mutter, and the only time any of them are going to be usher, whether you're saying a minyan or a mida or a damin, is if when it's an add-up of how much I'm buying now, plus what I bought earlier, now I owe you a total, then the Rambah says all three are going to be forbidden. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat and Yudches, Ava Balav Hachi Shari. But if it's not an erup, it's not a schumidu, then it's mutter. Vizeh hakulu hurak lilokeach, this leniency is only helping out the purchaser. She'enu over iser b'meshe masker she'emidu v'kanal, that he's not over an iser of mentioning a measure, like we said before. V'heter la'mocher she'emutter l'mbadido, but the heter for the seller, that he's going to be allowed to actually measure it out, v'litno b'keilo shelokeach, and then put it into the vessel of the buyer, Mavur le'el v'sef aleph, we explained that already in sef aleph, she Yosef o yemait ma'at, that he has to add a little more or take away a little bit. He has to make sure that the measure is not exactly what the measuring cup could measure. Then it's mutter mitzad the seller. Mitzad the buyer, mentioning it, as long as he doesn't mention the schum, then we have a heter mitzad the buyer. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Yotes. We said even though it's usher to mention damim at all, that's only when the damim is not a clear amount that you are getting. Chozer atchilas hagah. Here the Ramah is going back to what he said in the beginning. The Kamer, and he's saying the hadik haimulon da usher lahaskir damim klal, that which we hold that you're not allowed to mention the damim at all. Hu bedaver shein mikocho yadua. That's when it's not a known amount that you get from that value. V'hainu she'en la'davar hu kitzba. That's where there's no set amount, upsikas domim, it's not a set value that you get for a certain amount of pieces. Sha'oz lo nucha lomer, then we can't say she'ma she'hizkir lo b'poshet, that which you say for this coin, hurak lo dir lo kama hutzaruch, if it's not known how many you get for a dollar, so we can't say that by saying a dollar, you're just referencing that amount. V'lo lisag lo domim baramikach, and then you're not trying to mention the value of the sale that you want. Because it's not a known thing how many pieces you're getting for that dollar. But something that's known, that you say, I want a dollar's worth of nuts, so we know exactly how many nuts you get. So then we say, it's really, you're just giving a simen stam. It's the same way as saying how many nuts or eggs that you want. And it turns out that you're not mentioning at all a sale with money, but it's the same thing as saying how many pieces you want, which we saw earlier in the Mechaber, that it is mutter. Sibkotan Chof, on the end of the Ramah said that even though there are those who are machmir, the minhag has evolved that to be lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hine yesh kama achorim shesovim sheyesh lezor medina shelo lahaskir sheim domim v'kol shekein sheimido b'chol gavni kudasa mechaber. There are some achronim that hold that one should be careful Me'ikar adin, not to mention the money value at all, and certainly not to measure in any case, like the Shita of the Mechaber, so those who are machmir, that even if it is known that you should not mention the monetary value of how much money is worth you want, or how much of a certain measure you want, that you shouldn't mention that at all. Mikomakom ein limchos biyad hanoeg lahokel. However, one should not protest against those who are knowing to be lenient, to yeshlo al milismo, because they have on whom to rely. But it's very appropriate lahachmir badover, to be machmir in this matter, shelo lahaskir shem mida odamim, that one should not mention the measure or the monetary value of what he is buying. Ubeprachi yochol lasos beheter. Certainly, if you're able to do it in 100% mutter way, according to everyone, she yochol omer malei li kli ze ulamacher nimdoro solak. The Mechaber told us earlier that according to everyone, you could say, fill this kli up for me, and we'll measure it tomorrow. Ubedover she shayach bo minyan, and something that shayach a number, yuchal omer derech minyan. You could say it bederech minyan. Tainli kach v'kach. Like the Mechaber said, you could say, give me 5 eggs or 4 pomegranates. Velo yaskir shem damim klal, and one should not mention values at all. So the bottom line is that we go be'ikr, like the Ramah says, like the lenient shita, that you can mention the value if it's known how many pieces you get for that value, or you could mention the measure if it's known how many pieces you get with that measure. But Lamaisa, since there is a way to do both without mentioning the monetary value or the measure, so then it's better to be machmir to satisfy all shitas. V'lo yavo l'cheshben ad l'mocher. And if you do it this way, and you say, tainli kafakal, give me 5 eggs, so then you'll get into the calculations of how much money you owe tomorrow after Shabbos. Continues the Mishabura Vaiter, Mashin Uhagim Shekosim Yer Shabbos, that which the minhag is that we write from before Shabbos, Ploni Hiniach Kafa Kafmos, that the store owner writes that such and such a person gave me this amount of money, Uploni Kafakach, and this other person gave me this amount of money, Ulomokur Bishabbos Kishinosin Hayayin, and then on Shabbos when he actually goes and gives them out the wine, Lokeh Hamocher Machat, the seller takes a needle, va'usen the coven benir, and he makes a hole in the paper, kiminyan hayayin shelokeach. So one guy gave him $50 before Shabbos, one guy gave him $100 before Shabbos. If each bottle is worth $10, so as a bottle is taken by each purchaser, he puts a hole by their name to see how many bottles they have taken. Osir lasos kein, zoktim b'shabura, that is forbidden to do. You're not allowed to look at that paper that says how much money you took from these two people. That is usher to be read on Shabbos. That's called shere hedyotos. That's looking at mundane business transaction papers, and that is not allowed to be read on Shabbos. And also making the holes in the paper is also not appropriate, and therefore for these two reasons one should not do it in this fashion. Again, that he writes down before Shabbos how much money each person owes him, and then he makes a hole in the paper next to their name to keep track of how much wine he's giving them on Shabbos. It's also usher to write on pieces, a little piece of paper from before Shabbos, an amount of money. And then tomorrow on Shabbos, when someone buys wine from you, and then he's going to place this piece of paper, it says $10. The seller's going to place that paper that says $10 next to that person's name that's written down already. Because you're not allowed to read these people's pieces of paper that are saying monetary values on Shabbos. Shtari hadyotos. Therefore the minhag is to take a seed, or shar dover, or some other small item, al shem ha'ish l'simen. Instead of making a hole in the paper, instead of putting a monetary value next to the name on the paper, you just put a seed or you put something small next to the person's name, and that will be a siman that after Shabbos you'll make a cheshbonos. That is the way it should be done. The gaboy tzedakah, when it comes to a person who's collecting tzedakah from people, evshur de mutarim bepiskos liten al shem ha'ish l'zikor, and it could be there, it would be mutter to put these pieces of paper by the name of the man as a remembrance. Mishum dehavi cheftzei shemayim, because that's not considered taking care of your needs, that's considered cheftzei shemayim because it's for tzedakah, k'mo shekosav simin shin zayin. U'mikomakom tov lahachmer hecha de evshur begarim kayotzi bazeh, but certainly it's better to be machmir, if at all possible, with a seed or something similar. V'chein nogu ha-kadmonim, and that is the minhag of the earlier ones. Says the Mechaber Vaikas of Hey, ha-mevi kade yayin mimokum lemokum, a person who's bringing jugs of wine from place to place, lo yevien besalu b'kupa kederachol, he shouldn't bring them in a basket or in a box like he does during the week, putting a bunch in there together. El yevien lefonav o'al kesefo v'kayotze bazeh shi'eshanem miderachol. Rather, you should bring it in front of him, or on his shoulder, or something similar, that it should be different than the way he brings it during the week. Afilu ein ba shinui kalos b'masa. Even if the shinui that he's doing does not make it a lighter load, he's not carrying any less, he should still do a shinui. V'im yefshar lo l'shanos, if it's not possible for him to do a shinui, kigon shezimein orichim harbe, he invited a lot of guests, v'tzoruch l'maher l'havi lifneim, and he asked the rush to bring the wine in front of them, mutter, then he's allowed to bring the wine in the regular way without a shinui. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say the lamayit v'hiluch adif, that instead of making a shinui, it's more important to limit your walking, and therefore v'yoser tov la'aviyam b'salu b'chuba p'ham achas, and therefore it's better to bring them in a basket or a box at one time, mi la'aviyam kol achas v'achas v'fnei atzmo, rather than bringing one jug or bottle at a time. So we have here a machlokas, what's better, a shinui that takes more travel time, going back and forth, or just to get it over with and do it faster. The Yesh Omrim says, limiting the hiluch is better, so even though you're carrying more at one time, that's the better way to go. Zakta Mishaburus of Katon Chav Aleph, Lo Yevim, Litein Shlosha V'arba Kadim B'sal Kupa Lisoim. You should not bring them, meaning you shouldn't put three or four bottles into a box to carry it. Mishum Denirik Kemaisa Chol Losis Masos. It looks like you're doing a weekday activity by carrying these loads. And in note number 16, he writes, the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, Shum Mishum Zilzul Shabbos. This is a Zilzul Shabbos. V'gam Shiach Shadu Shenose Masos. People see you carrying so much wine, thinking they think you are doing it in preparation for the weekday. Sipkaton Chabez, rather, what should you do? You should do a Shinui, carry it Lefanov, meaning Biyado, not in the box or in the basket, but just hold it in your hand. Or Chav Gimel Akasefo on your shoulder. Echad Oshnaim, again, one or two bottles. Demuchat Lezer Shabbosu. Then it's clear that you're doing it for the needs of Shabbos. The Kayotze Bezeh Shiyashan or any other similar Shinui Sivkatan Kav Dalud. But Torah Simen Tov Kov Yud Yisa Bezeh Loshan. The Torah brings it down in the following language. V'chein Kol Kayotze Bezeh Yishan Midera Kol. So to anything similar, you should make a Shinui from the way you do it during the week. V'zeh Loshan Besukhan Yoser. That is a better Loshan to be used. Sivkatan Kav Hei is going on that which the Mechaber brings Yesh Omrim that Fakert. Limiting the walking is better than limiting how much you're carrying. Ayin simin tov kuf yud sivches b'hago. The pasuk hayesh omrim elu. Look in the Ramban simin tov kuf yud where he paskins like this yesh omrim that it's better to carry more and do it faster. V'chol zeh b'makom shein roin. B'zakhtem v'shabura, this is all true that the Ramban paskins like this shita when no one sees you, just between you and yourself, then it's better to do it faster even though you're carrying more. Abakashanose osam derech mavuyam urebes. But if you're carrying it through a mavui that has an eriv, the shichi barabim, where there are a lot of people that are normally found there, v'avsha milsa, and it has a noise, everyone's going to notice what you're doing, v'avsha milsa tuva, and there's a great cold of what's going on, v'yomru d'latzara cholhu mevim, it's going to be clear, everyone's going to be saying that you're doing it for the purpose of the weekday, l'kuli alma l'maid b'masa adiv. Then everyone would agree it's better to carry less at a time and take more trips. So again, to summarize, if hey, the Mechaber first says that when you're carrying the wine on Shabbos, better to do it in a shinui, in a slower way, less at a time, and that way it's different than you do during the week. The Yesh Omrim says that it's better, fakert, to walk less and carry more. We said in the Mishabura that the Ramah paskins later on, in the Chos Yontif, that it's better to do it in a faster manner, so you're carrying less time, and carry more at one time. Unless, of course, you're walking through some kind of public area where everyone's going to see you, and then it's avsha milsa, it's very loud and noisy, and it's clear what you're doing, and people are going to think you're doing the wrong thing. In that case, everybody would agree, it's better to do it slowly, even though it's going to take you more trips. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.